In a world where technology and society are changing at breakneck speed, Gary A. Bowles's The Next Rules of Work arrives as a timely compass. Published in 2021, this book has quickly become essential reading for forward-thinking leaders and workers alike. Endorsed by luminaries like Peter Diamandis, Ray Kurzweil, and Adam Grant, it's been hailed as a roadmap for building an exponential future of work. What makes this book particularly relevant is its practical approach to creating human-centric workplaces amid technological disruption. While many business books focus on either resisting change or surrendering to it, Bowles charts a third path, intentionally shaping change to benefit all stakeholders. As the pandemic forced a global rethinking of work, this book's principles have been adopted by progressive organizations worldwide seeking to transform outdated industrial-era practices into flexible, purpose-driven approaches that honor human potential. The rules that have governed work for the past century are increasingly misaligned with today's realities. These industrial-era frameworks weren't arbitrary, they emerged from specific historical contexts. In ancient Greece and throughout much of Western history, work was viewed negatively. The Greek word ponos, work, shares roots with the Latin pona, meaning punishment. Manual labor was considered beneath free citizens, reserved for slaves and the lower classes. This perspective shifted dramatically with the Protestant Reformation about 500 years ago, when Martin Luther and John Calvin reframed work as service to God and a path to salvation, laying groundwork for modern capitalism and the concept of a calling or vocation. The First Industrial Revolution transformed these religious notions into scientific management principles, introducing mechanization and factory systems that demanded new ways of organizing labor. Frederick Winslow Taylor's 1909 Principles of Scientific Management established division of labor and manager-directed processes that still influence today's enterprise software algorithms, from time-tracking systems to productivity metrics. Henri Fayol followed with management principles including hierarchical authority, discipline, and unity of command, the foundation of command and control organizations. His 14 principles, including specialization of labor and centralization of authority, became the blueprint for corporate structure. Peter Drucker's landmark 1940s book, Concept of the Corporation, cemented many work definitions we still use today, introducing concepts like knowledge workers and management by objectives. These old rules created a rigid three-stage model of life: learning, education, working, career, and living, retirement. Organizations operated as the box, with abundance outside, many job seekers, and scarcity inside, limited jobs, managed through hierarchical structures. This model assumed lifetime employment, clear career ladders, and pension-based retirement systems. Workers were viewed as human assets or resources, with organizations judged by their ability to maximize productivity to serve shareholders, often at the expense of worker well-being and satisfaction. This system functioned reasonably well in stable environments with predictable change, particularly during the post-World War II economic boom. But today's accelerating pace and scale of change have exposed its limitations. The shelf life of information is rapidly shrinking. A four-year degree's value lasts about 5 years, and tech skills become outdated in just 15 months. Traditional change management approaches, with leadership teams developing five-year plans at retreats, can't keep pace with today's disruptive forces like artificial intelligence, automation, and global competition. The pandemic merely accelerated trends already underway, forcing organizations to confront their outdated assumptions about where, when, and how work happens. Remote work proved that productivity doesn't require constant supervision, and flexible arrangements can benefit both employers and employees. Those clinging to old rules react more slowly and adapt less effectively to change, a competitive disadvantage in our rapidly evolving world. Companies still operating under industrial-era assumptions about control, presence, and hierarchy find themselves struggling to attract and retain talent in a marketplace that increasingly values autonomy, purpose, and flexibility. Rather than predicting a single future, Bowles presents three possible scenarios for work's evolution. The first is the job apocalypse scenario, where automation displaces human workers on a massive scale. A 2013 Oxford study suggested up to 47 million jobs could be lost to technology by 2050. The media industry exemplifies this path, having lost over 200,000 jobs since 1995. The second scenario, the abundance scenario, suggests technology will create more work than it eliminates. A 2018 ZipRecruiter report found machine learning created 3 times more jobs than it eliminated. However, this job growth is bifurcated. While some high-paying technical roles emerge, paying $100,000 plus annually, most growth occurs in low-wage service sectors, under $30,000 yearly, with many jobs becoming precarious gig work. The third and most likely scenario presents a paradoxical future with simultaneous abundance and scarcity. As Shoshana Zuboff predicted in The Age of the Smart Machine, disruptive technologies lead to both utopia and dystopia. Those who adapt thrive, while others get left behind. This creates economic gaps, with Korn Ferry estimating a potential deficit of 85 million workers and $8.5 trillion in economic activity by 2030. Crucially, Bowles emphasizes that robots and software don't take jobs, humans give them away. When organizations automate 20% of tasks, they face choices. Lay off workers, common in America, implement temporary pay cuts, common in Nordic countries, redirect workers to innovation, create cross-company mobility systems, establish worker co-ops, or proactively train workers for new skills. These are societal choices, not technological inevitabilities. The pandemic demonstrated this reality. 225 million jobs disappeared worldwide, while the 10 richest men gained $500 billion. Traditional unemployment statistics masked the problem. The Ludwig Institute calculated America's true unemployment rate at over 25% in late 2020, comparable to the Great Depression. The fundamental challenge isn't technology, but the unprecedented pace and scale of change. Regional factors, wages, economic growth, demographics, and local industries determine whether workers find alternatives or face long-term unemployment. While the third scenario, some thrive, many struggle, seems most likely, we must collectively work toward a future where humans and technology collaborate effectively. The next rules framework establishes 4 fundamental principles that provide a comprehensive foundation for reimagining work in the modern era. 1. Empower effectiveness. How workers can do their best work and solve problems effectively by leveraging technology, embracing autonomy, and utilizing data-driven decision-making. This includes implementing agile methodologies, establishing clear feedback loops, and creating environments that foster innovation and creative problem solving. 2. Enable growth. How people can develop skills and maximize human potential through continuous learning, mentorship, and experiential opportunities. This encompasses both technical and soft skills development, cross-functional training, and creating clear career progression pathways that aren't limited by traditional hierarchies. 3. Ensure involvement. How organizations can support diversity, equity, and inclusive growth by implementing fair hiring practices, creating inclusive cultures, and establishing mentorship programs. This includes addressing systemic barriers, promoting diverse leadership, and creating psychological safety in teams. 4. Encourage alignment. How workers can understand stakeholder problems and align their efforts with strategic goals through transparent communication, shared objectives, and meaningful metrics. This involves creating clear connections between individual contributions and organizational success. These rules represent more than temporary trends or management fads. They constitute a fundamental paradigm shift in how we conceptualize and organize work. They require developing new mindsets that embrace uncertainty, skill sets that emphasize adaptability, and tool sets that leverage emerging technologies and methodologies. Under the next rules, work transforms into a sophisticated value chain where human skills are strategically applied to complex tasks to solve multifaceted problems and create sustainable value for stakeholders. Organizations must now serve an expanded ecosystem of stakeholders beyond traditional customers and shareholders, including workers, contractors, partners, suppliers, local communities, and environmental considerations. The concept of traditional employment evolves dramatically in this framework. Workers increasingly adopt portfolio careers, where they might simultaneously maintain multiple work arrangements. A traditional job, consulting projects, startup ventures, volunteer work, and gig economy participation. This shift was presciently identified in William Bridges' 1994 Fortune article, The End of the Job, which anticipated the transition from rigid job structures to fluid work arrangements focused on value creation. The conventional three-stage career model, education, work, retirement, transforms into a dynamic portfolio of work, a constantly evolving mix of professional activities, learning opportunities, personal projects, and life experiences. Similar to investment strategy, this portfolio typically includes low-risk elements, stable employment, moderate-risk ventures, consulting or gig work, high-risk opportunities, entrepreneurial ventures, learning investments, skill development, and certifications. While this model offers unprecedented flexibility and opportunity for those with resources and access, it also presents significant challenges for disadvantaged workers who may lack the necessary social capital or financial safety net. Learning evolves from traditional front-loaded education to continuous skill development throughout one's career. Workers must cultivate a diverse portfolio of competencies, often developing T-shaped skills, combining deep expertise in a primary domain with broad knowledge across adjacent fields. As the half-life of information continues to decrease, effective learning increasingly happens through just-in-time acquisition, learning when needed, just-in-context application, learning while solving real problems, micro-learning moments, brief focused learning sessions, peer-to-peer knowledge sharing, and experiential learning through projects and challenges. The next rules fundamentally reimagine how organizations function, shifting from rigid hierarchical structures to fluid adaptive networks. Traditional teams transform from groups performing complementary tasks to problem and project-centric collaborators who dynamically bind around challenges. This requires team members to develop deep awareness of each other's capabilities, their superpowers, to effectively distribute work and leverage complementary skill sets. For example, one team member might excel at data analysis while another brings creative problem-solving skills. Understanding these strengths allows for optimal task allocation and collaboration. The traditional binary workforce, employees versus non-employees, evolves into a work net, a complex network of humans creating value through diverse arrangements. This ecosystem includes part-time specialists, distributed global talent, independent contractors, gig workers, apprentices, expert consultants, strategic partners, and even engaged customers and alumni networks. Organizations must develop new frameworks for managing these fluid relationships, creating systems that enable seamless collaboration across traditional boundaries while maintaining cultural cohesion and operational efficiency. The role of management undergoes a profound transformation, with traditional command and control managers becoming team guides who excel at asking powerful questions rather than providing all the answers. Inspired by educator Esther Wojcicki's shift from sage on the stage to guide on the side, these leaders focus on understanding team members' unique capabilities, helping frame and define problems clearly, and providing guidance only when necessary. This requires developing new leadership competencies around coaching, facilitation, and emotional intelligence. physical workspaces evolved dramatically in the post-pandemic era, transforming from static cubicle-filled environments to dynamic spaces optimized for intentional collaboration. Organizations now manage a diverse portfolio of space that includes traditional offices, distributed work hubs, co-working memberships, partner facilities, coffee shops, and home workspaces. This shift requires rethinking everything from real estate strategy to technology infrastructure to support seamless work across multiple locations. The nature of organizational change itself transforms in response to constant disruption. Traditional change management approaches, which envision reaching a stable future state, become obsolete. Instead, transformation becomes a continuous journey through incremental phase changes rather than dramatic leaps. Like computer animation morphing, significant organizational evolution happens through a series of small mindset and skill set adjustments that collectively create substantial change over time. This requires developing organizational capabilities around adaptability, learning, and resilience. The fundamental purpose of organizations expands beyond shareholder value to encompass a broader stakeholder ecosystem. Work is reconceptualized as the channeling of human energy, both cognitive and physical, to create value from multiple stakeholders, including employees, customers, communities, and the environment. The next organization serves as a platform for directing this human energy toward creating sustainable value, fostering innovation, and enabling positive social impact while maintaining economic viability. This requires new metrics and frameworks for measuring success beyond traditional financial indicators. At the heart of the next rules lies a fundamental truth. Humans are problem-solving engines, and work is increasingly problem-centric. Understanding how our cognition works as a set of mental functions for processing information and making decisions helps improve our problem-solving capabilities. The human mind is remarkably complex. 30 trillion cells, 100 trillion bacteria in your microbiome, 86 billion neurons, comparable to stars in our galaxy, and eyes that see at 576 million pixels. From birth, our developing minds work to understand this complexity and process information from the world. As children, we're comfortable with error as learning. But as we age, we often adopt error as failure. A problem-solving mindset begins with believing problems have solutions. When facing challenges, we follow four cognitive phases: collect information, gathering data and checking memory for similar experiences, process information, defining, analyzing, grouping, comparing, abstract information, distilling data, recognizing patterns, forming and testing hypotheses, and apply learning, implementing solutions and repeating to develop skills. Our cognition is designed for trial and error, making mistakes, determining what didn't work, adjusting, and trying again. Unfortunately, organizational cultures often shame failure, creating aversion to risk-taking. This is why startups emphasize embracing error as essential to innovation. As Esther Bison says, always make new mistakes. Human motivation distills down to two fundamental drivers. We're drawn toward pleasure and avoid pain. Our calculation of effort often leads to procrastination when we overestimate immediate pain and underestimate future consequences. Our actions stem from a complicated blend of beliefs, values, history, and in-the-moment calculations about pleasure versus pain. Effective teams require specific mindset characteristics, as revealed by Google's Project Aristotle research. The five key factors, in order of importance, are dependability, members follow through on commitments, structure and clarity, well-defined roles and goals, meaning, members believe their work has value, impact, creating stakeholder value, and psychological safety. Members feel safe taking risks and being vulnerable. Young people today are flipping the traditional career sequence. Under the old rules of work, people first sought what they could be paid for, then what they were good at, and only later in life might find work they loved or that the world needed. Today's youth start with wanting to do what the world needs, believing this will lead to work they love, which they'll get good at and eventually be paid well for. This explains why many young people immediately ask about an organization's purpose. They don't want to wait to solve meaningful problems. Which skills should workers and teams prioritize in a world of uncertainty and change? After analyzing numerous studies and consulting with learning officers and educators, Bowles identifies four essential FLEX skills that form the acronym PACE. Problem solvers, you are adaptive and creative with empathy. Problem solving is the most consistently important mindset and skill set for any worker. This is why people hire you, to solve problems. With a problem solver mindset, you're far more likely to either leverage existing skills or develop new ones to overcome challenges. Our cognition equips us with problem solving abilities like gathering and synthesizing data, constructing theses, envisioning and testing solutions, and challenging assumptions. Adaptability encompasses thinking flexibly, rapidly iterating, and taking manageable risks. It's powered by a growth mindset that believes in continual skill development. An agile learning mindset combines agility, adaptability, and awareness, culminating in agency, all essential strategies for continuous adaptation in our rapidly changing world. Creativity is the skill set that keeps humans ahead of automation. Our abilities to envision novel but useful solutions, integrate problem-solving strategies from disparate fields, and design new products in innovative ways are deeply human skills. While software can mimic some creative processes, we remain far from general-purpose AI that can truly emulate the broad range of human creative functions. Empathy, our ability to understand another human's lived experience, is uniquely human and critically important. Whether empathizing with customer problems, teammates' perspectives, or the challenges faced by disadvantaged people, brain research shows empathy is typically learned early in childhood development, though it can be taught later. Understanding your skills portfolio requires key insights. You have a portfolio of skills with many possible intersections, creating unique skill sets like a Venn diagram. Your superpowers exist at the intersection of what you're good at and what you love doing. Like an iceberg, you're likely blind to many of your own skills, with others often seeing your abilities better than you do. Uncovering these hidden skills often requires external perspective. As distributed work becomes more common, the PACE skill set becomes critical rather than merely important. Organizations must develop skills for managing distributed teams, focusing on effectiveness, growth, involvement, and alignment. The term distributed teams is preferable to remote work, which implies a hierarchy between on-site and off-site workers. The next rules toolset encompasses four interconnected areas: enabling growth through learning tools, ensuring involvement through inclusive practices, encouraging alignment through team and organizational software, and empowering effectiveness through objective setting and workplace flexibility. Organizations need to evaluate their tools by how well they help solve problems and create value for core stakeholders. The most effective tool sets support the four next rules: growth, effectiveness, alignment, and involvement. While digital transformation is important, it's more about empowering workers than implementing specific technologies. The pace of disruptive technologies continues to accelerate, requiring next organizations to develop skills for finding the right tools to solve stakeholder problems. There's no clear distinction between techniques and technologies. Successful techniques inevitably become software. Machine learning and AI offer the brightest future for the next rules, potentially transforming personal development, team collaboration, and goal achievement. However, these technologies must be anchored in human-centric practices to truly empower rather than disempower workers. Effective tools include: for empowering effectiveness, objectives and key results, OKRs, that facilitate regular conversations between team leaders and members. Collaboration software that reduces workabout work and communication overhead. For enabling growth, self-knowledge tools that help workers gain insights into their abilities and interests. Just-in-time and just-in-context learning platforms that provide knowledge when needed. Behavior change technologies that encourage new mindsets and practices. For ensuring involvement, inclusive design thinking approaches that involve actual stakeholders in problem solving. Hiring practices that reduce bias and increase diversity. For encouraging alignment, rapid prototyping techniques that help teams quickly align around solutions. Agile project management approaches that combine elements of design thinking and OKRs. The main deliverable for every organization must be empowering workers and teams to continually solve problems and create value for stakeholders. This requires asking simple but powerful questions. Does every worker and team feel more effective than a year ago? Is everyone on a personal and group growth path? Does everyone feel involved in work leveraging their superpowers? Is everyone aligned with the organization's vision, mission, and strategy? Creating an inclusive future of work requires deep coordination across four domains: individuals, organizations, communities, and countries. At the intersection of societies and economies are decisions about work that define the power balance between organizations and workers. For individuals, the author examines power dynamics in work relationships, describing them as a table where organizations and workers should have a symbiotic relationship but often don't. Worker collectivism has declined dramatically, with only 6% of private sector workers covered by labor agreements. The author advocates for AI governance, making algorithms visible, reinventing worker collaboration through unions and cooperatives, and organizations inviting collective voice, arguing this creates better business outcomes. Organizations achieve authentic purpose when their business model directly connects to the value they create. Doing less bad isn't doing good. Next, organizations embed purpose in their DNA by committing to expanded stakeholders, making contractual commitments as benefit corporations, guiding themselves by explicit impact metrics, treating workers as key stakeholders and whole people, rejecting negative externalities, making money because of their mission rather than despite it, and baking purpose into products and production processes. Communities function as ecosystems where all constituents can thrive. Bowles describes how Mauricio Lim Miller's Family Independence Initiative exemplifies true community empowerment by asking people what they need, letting them publish their plans, providing no-questions-asked grants, having them report progress, exchange advice, and contribute volunteer time. This eliminates government oversight, nonprofit intermediaries, bureaucratic hoops, and shame. At the country level, the author argues that while capitalism and democracy have historically been the least worst systems available, capitalism's flaws aren't accidents but features. The system is fundamentally unbalanced. Economic rules aren't laws of nature but human decisions that can be changed. Research shows remarkable consensus across political and economic divides about ideal wealth distribution, yet reality is drastically different. In 2020, the wealthiest fifth in America controlled 96% of wealth, while the poorest had just 0.3%. The pandemic revealed how different economic systems respond to crisis. While U.S. unemployment tripled from 5% to 15% in early 2020, Germany's barely moved from 5% to 6.4% thanks to their 2003 Hartz labor reforms that discouraged mass layoffs and emphasized training. Germany also has four times more robots than the U.S. but experiences less employment impact. Despite ongoing disruption where traditional skill sets lose value and the old rules erode, the author remains hopeful, pointing to humanity's remarkable achievements: eradicating diseases, lifting billions from poverty, digitally connecting half the planet, and advancing technology that solves increasingly complex problems. The book concludes with a powerful commitment that should guide our approach to the future of work: no human left behind.